What can principals and school administrators do to prevent bullying, discrimination, and harassment? First, they can create a culture of change. It takes time, but with a few key steps to help principal get started, they can first practice what they preach, meaning it shouldn't be about a status as a leader. They should instead try to be open, listen, talk, and reflect before acting, and also making sure that the staff feel valued. So then they would buy into whatever changes or whatever process that needs to be in place to create that environment. So again, if the students see the administrator or staff to staff aggression, again, it's something that will trickle down into the student population, meaning that's the environment that you're creating. So again, if the staff feels valued, they will increase their willingness to intervene if there's a connectedness with the school, and also just feeling valued, they are more it will be more likely that they'll intervene and try to create that culture of change that's needed to prevent bullying, discrimination, and harassment. Also, access the extent of the problem, meaning survey students. So even though you're the principal or administrator, you should still be talking to students, still be talking to staff and to parents to find out how much or what type of bullying is going on, as well as where, when, and who's being targeted. So that could be a part of the prevention effort. Also, there should be a school-wide code of conduct that's being reinforced in every single school or educational setting, and it should be clearly defined. It should clearly define acceptable behaviors and also consequences. And most importantly, it should empower bystanders, whether it's teachers and especially students, to help them reinforce it by training them to identify and respond to inappropriate behaviors. So again, there has to be a clear message sent to all student and staff and every person in that learning environment that it's not okay to bully or to harass and so forth, and also what the consequences are. Also, be visible and vigilant, because increased adult supervision usually deters bullying. Again, whether it's in hallways, stairwell, cafeteria, locker rooms, as well as on the school buses, to and ways to and from school, all of these, again, being just having someone, whether it's a staff or a volunteer, being visible and vigilant, that also can deter bullying in the school environment. Next, conducting bullying prevention activities such as all school assembly, communication campaigns, creative art contests, highlighting school values to bring the community together and reinforcing the message that bullying is wrong. And again, I love these ideas because, again, instead of putting in the same video or having the same lecture, you could do an art contest showing, for example, the effects of bullying. Let students be creative and create stuff. Pictures, paintings, whatever it is, collages. Also, again, just more than just showing videos or a lecture, discussing it and communicating it on every single level is critical.